Point Lookout residents have been saying for years that continued erosion problems threaten lives and property. With water now just a few hundred feet away from the nearest houses, government officials responded by authorizing the dredging of Jones Inlet. On a picturesque day, boaters, beachgoers, and residents joined with federal, state, and local politicians to announce a $7.6 million project. Colonel Anilo Totora is part of the Army Corps of Engineers unit that will be responsible for removing nearly 700,000 cubic yards of sand in a project expected to be completed within the next 40 days. He explains the benefits of dredging.
It loosens up the sand and then sucks it up, and the sand will travel through a pipe from the dredge's position and deposit the sand on the beach. So it actually, once they get underway, it can go very quickly. It's just weather dependent and sea dependent.
While the residents who came out say they support the measure, Point Lookout Civic Association President Herb Abbey says it's only the opening salvo in a long-term damage reduction plan to address a growing issue affecting other Long Island beaches as well.
But it's a necessary step and it's a band-aid. Hopefully it'll keep us until we get the storm damage reduction.
Bob Caliban owns a summer house here. He says the move can also be a preemptive measure for protection in case of natural disasters.
The hurricanes, believe me, they don't choose. They don't choose just down south in South Carolina and Florida and things. They can come up here, and as it's been noted in history, it has happened, and this is a protection element for us.
Congressman Peter King says the dredging, expected to start on January 12th, is a vital first step towards saving a favorite Nassau County getaway destination.
Well, it's stopgap, but it's really essential, too, and I mean, this should certainly work for the next several years at least. You know, ideally, we do want to get a long-term solution.
One inhabitant who simply calls herself Mush says the neighborhood appreciates the support from King, who secured nearly $4 million in federal funding for the dredging. Assisted by State Senator Dean Skelos, Hempstead Town Supervisor Kate Murray and Assemblyman Harvey Weisenberg.
They listen to us and they realize that we're going to be in trouble. And now we feel much safer.
Caliban says he knew there was an erosion problem when a casino boat hit a sandbar last year, injuring many. But while the improvement should ensure safety, it will also protect the aesthetically pleasing aspects of this seaside community.
This has been a long time coming. This is a protection element for us, but it's also an element which is going to be wonderful for us because our beach, we've noticed that it's come back and back and back, and you come down all of a sudden in June and you go, oh my heavens, what happened to our beach? So this is very vital.
Reporting for WRHU News, I'm Brian Bull.